respectfully inform the customer that you are following up on an earlier call, but not to this person. You've called up, you're following up on an earlier call from somebody else in the organization, and that their name has been given to you by someone else in their company. Give the customer reinforcing unique selling advantage statements about Mr. Medical. Use them in your opening and whenever the customer asks about Mr. Medical. Give permission to call back again at a later date. Okay, now, the unique selling advantage statements are the ones that are in your book. So you can refer to the ones that are in your book on the previous page because they all pertain to Mr. Medical. Okay, we are, Mr. Medical is a 40-year-old nationwide medical surgical supplier with millions in inventory and 20 veteran specialists. Now, that's who these guys, their name is not Mr. Medical, but they do have millions of dollars worth of inventory, like 10 million in inventory, and they do have 20 people. And most of the people are 15-year-plus employees, so their employees are well-paid, they're very sharp, and they are real specialists in the medical supply business. So if you have a doctor's facility, if you're a doctor, well, you wouldn't be the doctor because the doctor's never going to be making these decisions. Somebody in the doctor's office is going to be making the decision, and you're going to be the person who's making the decision on what you're going to buy. And so you're going to be talking about this, and you're concerned, who's Mr. Medical? I haven't heard of them, because Mr. Medical may be selling you tons of stuff. And I don't know, does it say that? Let me see here. Someone at the company, at this doctor's facility has expressed an interest in this particular table. You can assume that you're selling them stuff, because if somebody expressed an interest, you were probably selling them something and you said, hey, how are things? Huh?
The cardiac.
Yeah, let the roll. Oh, you're selling, okay. Yeah. Thank you, dear. Thank you. Okay. Now, Garrett, how come you get that? Melissa's on the ball here. I thought after 15 cups of coffee, you would have corrected me on that one, right? Okay, so we're selling them cardiac electrodes. We're doing business with them. And so you might want to, respectfully inform them that you're doing that business and that you're following up. So how are you going to handle that, the words you're going to use, and so on? And they're going to say, well, who are you? Okay, so then you're going to use some of these statements over here. Well, Mr. Medical's a 40-year-old. A nationwide medical surgical supplier with millions in inventory and 20 veterans to help you. Located right down the street, nationwide full-service medical surgical supply company authorized to provide a one-stop shop for virtually all the cardiology, OBGYN, EMS. Some of these are a little more wordy than others, and shorter is better here, obviously. We have 20 veteran sales consultants who've been trained extensively to help you. Stocking medical surgical supplies. Now, I know that if you were actually working for Mr. Medical, all this stuff, you could memorize it, and you'd be using it day after day, call after call. It would be flowing out, no problem at all. So I understand there's a little difficulty in trying to, explain who you are, and, those are the statements you're going to use. And you're going to try to sell them this Brewer high-low exam table, which I actually do think I have a picture of this thing somewhere. Obviously, you've never seen anything like this, I don't think. Right, because this is the latest and greatest, and it goes into that kind of a position.
Wow!
So it's pretty cool in terms of, and it's all done hydraulically. So somebody that's in a wheelchair could get into that pretty easily, and then it can go flat and go up and down, all that kind of stuff. And this thing could be $5,000. I don't know how much these things cost. I don't recall, but
wow!
This is not cheap. But a doctor's office. You figure you're selling these guys. And this creates an image for them and so on and so forth. So we got our unique selling advantage statements. We're Mr. Medical, and we're calling a doctor's office. I don't think we have the name for the doctor's office here, though, do we? So the salesperson is informing the customer that you're following up. Give the customer reinforcing unique selling advantage statements about Mr. Medical. Use them in your opening and whenever the customer asks about Mr. Medical. And get permission to call back again at a later date. So we're not, we're not trying to close the deal on this thing. It'd be great if we could, but we're more inclined to just, follow up with this now. The person with the buying power. So we want to maybe arrange for, a visit to another facility where we sold this. That might make sense. We've sold one of these to one of your competitors right down the street on I-75, and if you want to go over there and take a look at it, you know, we'll have to shoot everybody in the business because they don't want their competitors coming in, but no, you might be able to take them to a hospital, show them examples of this. You know, there's stuff on the internet. There could be a live video if they want to see that. So anything along that line would be cool. So when a customer says, well, tell me about Mr. Medical, we do not want to be saying, well, you know, we want to have that nailed. And we can.
I always do that.
Is that right?
Yeah, always.
Well, that's not the end of the world. I mean, as long as you get, if you have a well-conceived thought, you got to write this stuff down. Mm-hmm.